The show is live and local. It's your performance connection, and the folks we'll be connecting with today are all students in the ISYM program, Illinois Summer Youth Music, at the University of Illinois. It's a three-week program. There are three one-week sessions, and I suppose some students, at least some, a few students, could do more than 1 week, and I'm sure that they do. This week, the focus is on the senior high band, orchestra, advanced piano camp, a musical theater camp, and something called the Academy, which we'll hear a little bit about. We've got four ensembles from these various groups, our various camps, playing live for us in our studio on today's show. And it's always a good thing to welcome some of these young students every summer, as we have done now. This will be our third time around here on Live and Local. Hope you'll stay with us for some great live music on FM 90.9.
Oh,
That was a performance by the local ensemble Desafinado from their CD called Conocimiento, and the tune called Talvez, a composition by their leader and guitarist Greg Jael here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. And we've got, you have the opportunity to go out and hear locally some wonderful young students this weekend in the final concerts from the first week of this year's Illinois Summer Youth Music Camps at the University of Illinois here in Urbana-Champaign. ISYM is how they are generally known. And this week focuses on band and orchestra for senior high students. Also, the musical theater camp is this week. There's an advanced piano camp. And also, the academy is going on, which we'll hear about in a little while. On today's show, we have four ensembles from these various camps, including a brass quintet, flute quartet, and bassoon quartet from the band and orchestra camps. And then we'll have a vocal duet from this year's musical theater camp. And first up will be our flutists. Before we get to them, however, I need to mention that for those faithful listeners who plan to stick around after Live and Local, WYLL-TV and WYLL-FM 90.9 will be off the air from about 1 to 3 to allow for replacement of lights on our Monticello Tower. WYLL-TV's signal on Comcast cable will not be affected, however, if you happen to be flipping over to television at some point this afternoon. And WYLL-FM's classical music stream on FM 101.1 in Champaign-Urbana will also remain on the air. But if you listen on 90.9 FM or 106.5 FM, we will be going off at 1 o'clock right after this show until about 3 o'clock, and our apologies for that. But sometimes you have to replace lights on the tower lest an airplane run into it. Right, so we have four young flutists with us, all of whom happen to be female. For some reason, that remains a stereotype, and I don't know why that is. I hope I'm going to say everybody's name right. Courtney Lynch, Michelle Liu, Stephanie Ahrens, and here we go, Lisa. It would be just a wild guess.
All right, Jarasek.
That wouldn't have been one of my guesses. Lisa Jarasek, thank you very much. Lisa, where are you from?
I'm from Downey's Grove.
And what brought you to ISYM?
Well, I came to the camp last year, and I really enjoyed it so much, so I needed to come back. But also, I'm going to be a student here in the fall, so I felt it would be a good experience to come to campus and check it out a little more.
Sounds like a pretty reasonable strategy. And Stephanie?
Yes. I'm from Centralia, Illinois.
Centralia?
Mm-hmm. And I came back this year because I enjoyed it last year, too, so I decided to come back.
So this last year was your first year as well?
Mm-hmm.
And where are you going to go? What year are you in school?
I'll be a senior.
You will be a senior, mm-hmm. So you don't know where you're going to go to college yet.
Probably looking at U of I or Eastern.
They have to accept you first. I'm sure you'll get in wherever you want. I don't know anything about you, but you seem like you're probably a smart person if you made it down to these camps and are well dedicated. Michelle, where are you from?
I'm from Macomb, Illinois.
And is this your first time in the camp?
Yes.
And what do you think so far?
It's really enjoyable. I really like it. It's better than most of the camps that I've been to. The food's really good too.
Well, that sounds like a really important thing if you have to eat it for a whole week.
Yeah.
And Courtney.
Yes, I'm from Naperville, Illinois. I came back, this is my fourth year, and I came back because I like being around like all the musicians who enjoy music as much as I do.
So you haven't learned everything there is to learn yet after three years and counting? What have been some of your highlights since you're the veteran of ISYM now? What are the highlights of your career so far during the summers?
Well, I've been able to be in, well, I was in the flute camp 2 years ago. And so we got to play with different quartets and flute choirs. And it was a lot of fun. We got to really focus on working on our technique and everything to do with flute. And then I was in senior band last year, and I got to play the piccolo, so that was a lot of fun. And then now I'm in orchestra.
Not every flutist likes to play piccolo, you know.
Right.
But I gather you're one that does.
Mm-hmm.
As a conductor, I can tell you that the piccolo is a wonderful and a horrible thing because it can add such incredible life to certain types of music, but boy, is it loud and it can really hurt your eardrums if they're already overworked by trumpets and trombones and blasting out. But yeah, piccolo is fantastic. How many of you play piccolo, by the way?
Well, I do. I'll be playing piccolo in our piece, too.
I see it. It's right there.
It's right here.
Right. Well, let's hear whatever you've got for us first. Who gets to announce? Somebody announce.
Our piece is called A Gaelic Offering by Catherine McMichael, and we'll be playing two movements from it. They're called Rose Cottage and The Doubtful Wife.
Four members of the flute quartet from the Illinois Summer Youth Music Camp for this week. They're all in either band or orchestra. I'll see what else everybody else is in. And they're live in our studio on Live and Local.
Thank you.
Courtney Lynch, Michelle Liu, Stephanie Ahrens, and Lisa Jarasek playing flute with Lisa throwing in right at the end. I was wondering when that was going to come up, the piccolo. And Lisa, tell us again the music we just heard.
It's a Gaelic offering by Catherine McMichael, and we played the two movements, Rose Cottage and The Doubtful Wife.
That first tune, I kept thinking it was going to turn into Danny Boy or something like that. It had a very similar sound. So we know that Courtney has run the gamut of the camps here, including band and now orchestra this year. Michelle, are you playing in band orchestra?
I'm playing in symphonic band.
Symphonic band. And this is your first time at the camp. So, yes. And you have a couple of years left?
I'm a sophomore, so...
Yes, you have two potential years left, I think. So maybe you'll run the gamut, too, by the time you're done. Stephanie, what are you in?
I'm in the senior symphonic band.
And this is your time for second time, so what did you do last year?
I did the same thing.
Same thing. And Lisa?
This is my second year in the senior orchestra.
And do you choose the orchestra, or are you
yes,
put
you
into one
of
the other?
Yes, you have an option between your preference in band or orchestra, and both last year and this year, I decided to go with orchestra, and I loved it.
Well, you all sound fantastic, and it's glad you were able to come on here. With us is also Rebecca Johnson. What is your role with these folks? I assume you coach them on this quartet.
Yes, I'm coaching their quartet this week and teaching master classes and also sectionals for these guys. Dr. Jonathan Keeble, who teaches here at U of I, was not able to teach at this camp this year, so I'm standing in for him.
Will you be doing then the advanced flute camp next week?
I will be assisting with flute camp as well.
Will he be back for that?
Yes.
He'll be back for that. So, are you any of you coming back for the advanced flute camp?
I am.
All right. Well, thanks very much for coming in. It's great to hear you. And we have a brass quintet from the band and orchestra camp at ISYM coming up next here on Live and Local. Support for our show today comes in part from World Harvest International and Gourmet Foods on the corner of 6th and University in Champaign, providing Champaign-Urbana with a wide array of foods from around the world, including cheeses, olives, spices, hot sauces, olive oils, and more. World Harvest invites you to join them in supporting public radio. This is Live and Local on FM 90.9.
The radio's on and the song is a song they were singing back in the day. You live with your father and mother who bothered to teach you back in the day. What was right, what was wrong, and they thought we'd carry it on. Maybe we just got carried away. Snows of December and Christmas back in the day. The toys and the sweaters, the cards and the letters, when we were back in the day. Will our kids feel the same? Will they think the world's gone insane? Nothing's as good as it was back in the day. Back in the day.
That was a tune written and performed by Rocky Moffat, who is a local percussionist and, obviously, as you could hear, a singer as well. That's from his CD called Sun and Shadow. And I'm not sure when that came out here. Within the last several years, anyway. And heard here on Live and Local. Oh, a good while ago. Heard here on Live and Local on FM 90.9, and to be heard next live in our studio is a brass quintet from the Illinois Summer Youth Music Band and Orchestra Camps, which are the senior band and orchestra camps. This is the first of 3 weeks of ISYM, each week representing a different focus. Next week will be various advanced camps in different instruments, and then the following week is the junior and senior high band and orchestra. And I think next week is chorus as well. And we'll be hearing from some of those performers on next Friday's show. But our brass quintet are Eliza Block on trumpet. Where are you from, Eliza?
Tacoma, Washington.
Wow. How did you find Illinois Summer Youth Music?
Well, I wanted to go to a music camp this summer that had an ensemble that I could play in. And I heard about, I met Professor Rom, a trumpet professor who is on the U of I faculty. I met him last summer at the Interlochen Trumpet Institute, and I wanted to see if I could have some lessons with him and study with him again. So I will be staying for the trumpet camp next week as well.
That was going to be my next question. Yeah, yeah. Ronald Rom, who formerly of the, he still plays with the Canadian Brass now and then, and a trumpet professor here at the University of Illinois. I got to get my right list here. Charles Prager, the other trumpet player in the group. Where are you from?
I'm from Alton, Illinois.
So good. We kept things in Illinois. You surprised me with the Washington, because usually I hear Illinois. And is this your first or second time around, or third?
This is my third time here at ISYM.
And have you played always in the bands, or are you in the orchestra? What are you doing?
I've been in the bands every time I've been here.
Do you not like orchestra or what?
No, I actually love orchestra, but they just put me in the band.
Keep putting you. Well, I asked the flute players if they had a choice in the matter. Do you get a choice in the matter?
Yeah, they ask you what your personal preference is, and I told them orchestra, but it didn't really matter.
Does it? Is it an audition thing?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But you're having a great time.
Yeah.
And let's see, I keep losing focus on which group I'm here with. Erica Allender. Well, Erica, I've known for quite a number of years. She plays in the East Central Illinois Youth Orchestra and is from Champaign. I'm going to answer that question for you. Is this your first, second, third time around, or what?
This is my fifth year, I think.
Fifth? You do start things early, don't you?
Yeah.
She's been a pretty good horn player for a pretty long time. I can tell everybody that. So which camp are you in this year?
Senior band.
Senior band. Have you done band for the whole time?
Yes, I have.
And you'll be doing the horn camp next week?
Actually, I can't. I have conflicts next week, so I can't stay.
You have conflicts?
I do.
You just shouldn't allow these things to happen, it seems
to me. I have to be there.
To this other thing, right?
It's marching band. I have to be there.
Oh, well, okay. So. I'm not going to go into that. Rob Bloomstein is the trombone player in the quintet. Where are you from, Rob?
I'm from Northbrook, Illinois, which is north suburbs of Chicago.
You say that very proudly.
Something like that.
That was a really interesting expression. And first, second time around?
This is my fourth year.
Fourth. Well, you all are veterans of this program. Always in the band?
Nope. I did junior band 1 year, and then I moved to the trombone specialty camp. Last year, I did both orchestra and the trombone camp, and that's what I'm doing again this year.
Fantastic. So you'll be working with Professor Chasnoff next week?
Yes.
And Serena Voltz is the tuba player.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you from, Serena?
I'm from Arlington Heights, Illinois.
And first year?
No, this is my third.
Your third year. Band?
Yeah, always.
And do you get a lot of ribbing for being a girl tuba player?
Yeah.
Or are there a lot of girl tuba players here?
I mean,
right now?
There's another one. My roommate for our dorms this year is actually another girl tuba player. So, I mean, they're out there. They're more popular.
Well, I don't imagine that they'd put you with one of the boy tuba players in your room.
Oh, I hope not.
Oh.
Although, no, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, this happens at some colleges, cool. I'm learning. Yeah. I had a tuba player roommate when I was in college. He was a boy, or a man, as we called him at the time, and he's still a really very fine tuba player. But, you know, women tubists are making quite a name of themselves. You probably know the tuba player with the Philadelphia Orchestra.
Carol Janch.
Yeah. I mean, she's usually there's the stereotype of tuba players are going to be rather large, roly-poly men or guys. And I was surprised to find that she was a quite young, thin, blonde woman playing the tuba. It's just like the anti-stereotype. But she was here for a master class not long ago. Did you come down for it? Did you know about that?
No, I saw her. I saw her do a master class at Northwestern, though.
Oh, it's because you're up from around that. Yeah, sure. Well, what have you guys got in store for us?
We are going to play Penny Lane by John Lennon and Paul McCartney, arranged by Elliot Chasanoff.
Who is the trombone professor at the University of Illinois. Does a lot of arranging for brass quintet. And here we go, brass quintet from the ISYM camps here at the University of Illinois, live on Live and Local. Penny Lane, Lennon and McCartney, right? And that's arranged by Elliot Chasanoff, who will be doing the leading the advanced trombone camp next week, second week of Illinois Summer Youth Music. Did you have a second piece for us, or that's what we've got? Okay, well, I just know how to pace myself here to make sure we get our other groups involved. Remind me, who's been involved in both band and orchestra camp of your time here? Rob, what's the different experience that you feel from band orchestra?
There's a lot more playing for a trombonist in band. However, in orchestra, it's entirely different. It's almost always an independent part, at least from other trombones and such. So a lot more control, a lot more required in some ways to do orchestra as well.
And that appeals to you?
I like orchestra. I also like orchestral music more.
Really? See, that seems to be somewhat unusual for trombonists. It seems like I encounter more trombonists who are into band, and especially into jazz band. Do you also do jazz?
I don't do much jazz. I'm a classical guy pretty thoroughly.
You're a classical guy. Well, that makes two of us here. What about trumpet players? Do you play jazz?
I do a little bit of jazz, but I prefer orchestral.
You do also. Eliza?
Yes, I play in my school's jazz band.
And that's okay, or is that a real highlight for you?
I enjoy it.
Well, this seems like a classical crowd here. Erica, you don't get to play jazz, do you?
Actually, I do. I play piano.
Do you? Do you really?
Yeah.
Oh, that was not intended to be a loaded question. Well, I better ask Serena then. Do you play bass or something in jazz?
Yeah, I play. Occasionally, though, I'm in the jazz band at Hersey High School, and occasionally there'll be a tuba part, or I played valve trombone my freshman year last year, and I'm switching back to bass trombone slide for this next coming year.
Oh, so you get to do that. But there's a fair number of tuba players who I think double on double bass.
Yeah.
But you're not one of those.
No. Not at all.
It's a very different kind of, I'm amazed that they do it because it's really such a totally different skill. Well, I wish you the best of luck with your performances this weekend, and I actually should probably mention them. On Saturday, everybody who wants has the opportunity for free to go here. A number of, all of the camps giving their final performances. Some of them are done simultaneously, so you may have to pick and choose. The Advanced Piano Camp, who are not represented on today's Live and Local, will be performing at 10 o'clock Saturday morning at Smith Music Hall. This is all on the University of Illinois campus in Urbana. Also at 10 o'clock, the Senior Orchestra. So we've got some players in there. That will be at the Krannert Center in the Follinger Great Hall. Then at 11 o'clock at the Krannert Center in the Caldwell Playhouse, the Musical Theater Camp will be performing, and we've got a couple of representatives of that camp who will be coming up yet in this hour. At 11:15, also at Krannert, but in the Follinger Great Hall, the Senior Symphonic Band, so a lot of the players we've had on the show so far will be heard in there, and then also the Senior Concert Band. That'll be at 12:30 on Saturday, also in the Follinger Great Hall at the Krannert Center. Those are all free shows, and it's a great opportunity to hear some really fine young playing, led by, for the most part, faculty members here at the University of Illinois. Great chance for students to come and get an idea of what the university is like, as well as learning a lot on their instrument. Thank you all very much. Eliza Block, Charles Prager, Erica Allender, Rob Bloomstein, and Serena Voltz, our brass quintet for the day. Coming up, we have a quartet of bassoonists from the band and orchestra camp of Illinois Summer Youth Music. The countdown to the end of our fiscal year has begun. Actually, it began a while ago here at Illinois Public Media. And our task these last 6 days of June is to reach our membership goal of $2.1 million. And we have worked together through a lot of challenges this year, and together we can close that gap, which is not as significant as you might think, and reach our fundraising goal by June 30th. Again, it's just 6 days from now, so the pressure is on. Make your gift online. It's easy to do at willpledge.org. That's willpledge.org. And because our website is available around the clock, you can do that at your convenience. But we hope your convenience will take you to the website by June 30th. And we thank you very much for your support. It's Live and Local on FM 90.9, a program of Illinois Public Media. I'm Kevin Kelly. Stay tuned. That was music by Astor Piazzolla called Soledad, a performance here by a local ensemble, local to Champaign-Urbana, called Bossa Nuevo. They play a mix of Tango Nuevo, which Piazzolla's music represents, and also Bossa Nova music. And you'll heard it here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Next up on our show, featuring performers from the first week of the Illinois Summer Youth Music Camps at the University of Illinois, we have a quartet of bassoon players from the band and orchestra camps. And we'll follow our pattern and go around the room here. Clayton Kalander, where are you coming from?
Libertyville.
Libertyville, Illinois. Another Illinoisan. We've only had one non-Illinoisan so far. Is anybody here going to buck that trend? No,
nope.
Everybody's Illinois. And which camp are you in?
The orchestra.
You're in the orchestra camp. Have you done the band camp before?
I was never in band.
You've always done orchestra?
Yeah.
Why?
They put me in it. It was an audition, so.
You didn't express a preference one way or the other?
Well, they asked us if you'd be all right with either, and then I said, well, I'll do both, but I just got put in orchestra.
And that's been okay for you?
Yeah, it's been fine.
All right, good. Cynthia Stacy, where are you from?
I'm from Joliet.
You're from Joliet, Illinois. A lot of folks are up around Chicago area.
Yeah.
And band orchestra?
Orchestra.
Are you an orchestra person?
I am an orchestra person. I've recently discovered this.
How did you discover this?
I got really tired of always playing marches. Like, I love my band back home, but I just prefer being in orchestra.
Why did you get tired of marches? Is the bassoonist not get good parts in marches?
No, it's like the trios are okay, but it's always being drowned out by the euphoniums, and it just seems like there's just never enough sound, and we don't project well, and so it's just we're never good enough for marches.
Well, Clayton was shaking his head when I asked about do you not get good parts in marches.
No, we don't.
What do you get? Do you get offbeats?
The
oompas.
Oompas.
You get the onbeats or the offbeats?
Both.
A little of both, yeah. I know horn players get the offbeats, so
yeah.
They really loathe marches typically.
Yeah, oboes don't like marches either because of the trumpets. So.
Well, you know, the one fair thing to be said about the euphoniums is that they don't get to play an orchestra at all.
This is true.
So it's probably
fair. There's a euphonium solo in Jupiter.
Though. Is there really? Yeah, well, that's about it.
Yeah.
And one or two other pieces in the whole orchestral literature. So it may be fair that they get to blow their brains out during band. It's not fair that they also blow your brains out.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
You are the underdogs.
Yeah. Mark Orland, where are you from?
I'm from Whedon.
I thought you were going to say Orland Park or something like that, which is also up around Chicago. And band orchestra?
I'm in bands.
Oh, you're a band guy.
Yep.
Was that your choice?
Well, I mean, I'm in my school orchestra, but with this audition, I got put down to band, so I'm fine with it, though. I like the band music.
You like both of them? You don't mind the marches?
They're fun.
Are you doing any marches tomorrow?
We are. Like,
you know,
two or three.
Which one's offhand, you know?
We're doing American's We.
It's a good one. Henry Fillmore?
Yep.
That's it?
I think so, yeah.
All right. Alec Campbell. Where are you from? I know where you're from.
I'm from right here in town, St. Joseph. Just a little ways away, so.
Band or orchestra?
I'm in band. I do like band.
Do you like band better than orchestra?
No, not really.
This is
really.
A setup, because he plays in my orchestra.
I do like the band parts. They're fun rather than like the real serious orchestra stuff.
Why do you call orchestra serious?
Because it is. I mean, it's definitely fun, but I mean, it's more of like a professional kind of setting. And in band, you can just kind of just play. It's nice.
Hmm. There's an exploration to be made there somehow or another. I don't know if psychological of Alec. Or a psychological explanation of band, exploration of band versus orchestra. I'm going to have to think about that for a little bit. We might come back to it after you guys get a chance to play. What are you going to be playing?
We're going to be playing The Celtic Spirit.
By?
Bill Douglas.
By Bill Douglas, a quartet of bassoonists here from the band and orchestra camps at ISYM. This first of 3 weeks of the program at the University of Illinois, and they're live on Live and Local.
Thank you.
Bassoon Quartet from the ISYM Band and Orchestra Camp at the University of Illinois, happening this week. It's the first of 3 weeks. Clayton Kalander, Cynthia Stacy, Mark Orland, and Alec Campbell. And Mark, tell us again what was the name of that music?
Celtic Spirits.
And, you know, I got to tell you, there's I like lots and lots of kinds of music, but bassoon quartets are actually among my favorite.
Yes.
I just love the sound of four bassoons playing together, especially when they play well, which you guys just did. And y'all are actually living out a small dream of mine, because I wanted to play bassoon in seventh grade, but my band director wouldn't let me because I was already playing horn and bass. And I always thought, at that moment, I thought his name was quite apt. His name was Mr. Crumb. And I thought, that's about what I thought of him at that point. So, yeah, you guys sound terrific. And another confession is that when I played horn in high school, college, I think I liked band music better, too, even though I'm an orchestra guy. But that's the way things go. There's some great music all around, and you guys sounded terrific. They'll be playing in tomorrow morning, different ones of them in different orchestras and bands, but all the ensembles from this week's camp will be playing tomorrow morning at the Krannert Center, for the most part, with the Advanced Piano Camp happening at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning in Smith Recital Hall. Otherwise, everything starts at 10 at the Krannert Center. Coming up next, we have two representatives of the Musical Theater Camp, which will also be performing tomorrow morning. A vocal duet from there. Looking forward to hearing them. Stay tuned to Live and Local. You were just hearing a bit of an arrangement of the Light Cavalry Overture, Franz von Suppe, in a performance by the Springfield-based handbell ensemble Bells in Motion under the direction of Michael J. Lamb from their disc called Bronze Images here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. And we have just enough time to hear our final group from the Illinois Summer Youth Music Camps this week. And they are representing the musical theater camp. Tyler Leahy from?
Hinsdale, Illinois.
Hinsdale, Illinois. And Sophia Magro from?
Champaign.
Right around here. And Sophia is in the current production of West Side Story for the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company. I'm mentioning this to lots of people because it's really a very good production.
Thank
you. Congratulations. Tyler, is this your first time around in the camp?
No? Yes, it is.
And what are you guys, are you working on as the full group?
As a full group, we've been working on Aquarius from Hair and One Day More from Les Mis, and it's been really fun.
So focusing on a few scenes from some pretty well-known musicals.
Yep.
And what are you going to sing for us right now?
We're going to sing Almost Paradise from Footloose.
Nice of you to get in a third musical. And with us is also pianist Lynn DeGennaro, Tyler Leahy, and Sophia Magro here on Live and Local.
I thought the dreams belonged to other men, 'cause each time I got close, they'd fall apart again.
I feared my heart would beat in secrecy.
I faced the nights alone. Oh, how could I have known that all my life I only needed you? Whoa, almost paradise. We're knocking on heaven's door. Almost paradise. How could we ask for more? I swear that I can see forever in your eyes. Paradise.
I thought that perfect love was hard to find. I'd almost given up. Must have read my mind.
And all those dreams I saved for a rainy day, they're finally coming true. I'll share them all with you, 'cause now we hold the future in our hands. Whoa, almost paradise. We're knocking on heaven's door. How could we ask for more? I swear that I can see forever in your eyes. Paradise. And in your arms, salvation's not so far away.
It's getting closer.
Closer every day. Almost paradise. We're knocking on heaven's door. Almost paradise. How could we ask for more? I swear that I can see forever in your eyes. Paradise.
Wow, fantastic. That was wonderful.
Thank you.
Sophia Magro and Tyler Leahy, Almost Paradise from the musical Footloose with Linda Gennaro at the piano. They're from the musical theater camp at ISYM, Illinois Summer Youth Music. And you can hear the shows that the scenes that they mentioned earlier. That's going to be at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning at the Krannert Center. Also at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, the Senior Orchestra. At 11:15, the Senior Symphonic Band. 12:30, the Senior Concert Band. All of those at the Krannert Center. And then at the Smith Music Hall tomorrow morning at 10, members of the Advanced Piano Camp performing. It's been a pleasure to have everybody on the show today. Wonderful job. And this is Live and Local. You're listening to 90.9 WYNL FM and HD Urbana with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville, NPR and classical music and more for Central Illinois. WYNL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. We also have support from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wine tastings on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. This Saturday's tasting features a selection of California, French, and Spanish wines, followed by live music from 7 to 9 p.m. by Armand and Dorothy. Details are available at thecorkscrew.com. We'll have a mostly cloudy afternoon. It'll be seasonably cool with a high of 73, partly cloudy tonight, low 55.